Alrighty, guys, this is Chaser74 doing the interview with the gentleman from R3Match.com, more commonly known as Rematch. A lot of good information in this interview. Sit back, listen. It is a bit long, but do enjoy. If you have any questions, there is some ways to get a hold of him at the end of the interview.
How'd you guys come about to create the website and create the ladder system and everything?
You want to start that off, Jay?
Sure. Well, we got the original idea maybe sometime November 2006, I believe. And, I mean, I've been, on game battles for quite some time. And it was more or less something we wanted to do for the gamers that, you know, felt that they wanted to play in a more fair environment, something that we can put together to show the gamers that there is people that care about them more or less than just a ladder that people compete on. So, we want to offer prizes and other incentives to game, not just to game, sit on your couch, pick up your controller and play. You know, we want to offer something back to the community, and we felt that's what a lot of people weren't doing out there.
Rather than having to have a group of people get sponsorship to go to a single event, it's something they'll be able to do from their home.
Exactly. Other than, you know, being pro or, you know, I mean, it's pro or it's, you know, recreation. We wanted to create something that felt in between. So, not everybody can pick up and be pro, but, you know, I mean, if you're semi-decent and you're on our ladders and you compete, you can still feel like you're at the top of your level because you're actually winning stuff, you know, other than, you know, maybe just a pat on the back and you know, bragging rights.
Yeah, if I can add something to that, to me it's kind of like casual yet competitive at the same time. I mean, if you don't want to get deep in the ladders, you can just pick it up and play, have some fun with your friends. But if you're really serious about it, you want to get on there and win, you know, get some of the prizes, do things, try to get your clan going somewhere, it's a good starting point.
Yeah, it's and this is purely being paid for out of your guys' pocket right now, correct?
So far, yeah.
Everything. The clans come. Can you kind of give a idea of how it's set up and how everything runs that way? As far as what you can and can't do, how many members you can have in your clan, what platforms you're going to support, things like that.
Want to take that one, Jay? That's more your area than mine, man.
As far as clans and creating rosters and teams, we felt that it was really important to kind of create a general, kind of like a general clan page, other than just joining a specific ladder and limiting the sizes of your teams. So what we offer here at Rematch is a page where you create and can have an unlimited amount of members, which you can thereafter join other ladders and submit your huge roster into other ladders or seasons or whatever you want to call them. And so, I mean, as far as rosters, it's unlimited. As far as, we didn't want to restrict any players, you know, with any type of number or anything of that sort. What was the other question?
Basically, so if a clan comes, like, we'll say Tactical Warfare, because I know they're on the website. They're a very large clan, 500 plus gamers.
Right.
So they just have one roster of 500 players, and then they join that roster or the ladder, correct?
Right. Well, it's basically a general roster, and then from there you can branch into sub rosters. So when you join and create a clan, it's itself, it's its own clan roster. Then let's say you have 100 members, and 50 of your members are Gears of War players, and the other 50 is Lost Planet. Well, you know, in this roster, you're going to divide it up, obviously, you know, so you're going to just go easily into to Lost Planet and submit your 50 and then go over here and submit your 50 to Gears. We built it because I'm, you know, me being in clans, I'm a multi-clan gamer. So it's pretty much built for those clans, the real competitive clans that branch and go into more of the multiplayer gaming other than just one game.
Okay. Yeah, because the clan I'm in, we specifically focused on Lost Planet. That's where we all met and started playing. We've since branched out, and we did notice at some of the other websites when we tried to do it, it was just a hassle because you had to recreate your clan for every single ladder you wanted to be on. So here it's just going to be create your roster, submit it, and then you can play on that. And what's the eligibility requirements for the clans as far as how long they have to wait after they've signed up, how many different ladders they can be in per member, things like that? Is there any restrictions on that?
I'm really a strong believer of a clan leader taking leadership. So as far as a clan leader and a co-leader, if they're a part of a team, they cannot join any other teams. They can play an unlimited amount of ladders with their team, but they cannot join other teams or create other teams. As far as players and users of being in a clan, they can join ladders within that clan, but if, let's say, you're in a clan and you're a member, you're part of the Lost Planet ladder, you cannot join another team within the Lost Planet ladders, any of them. But if you decided you found another team that was that played Gears and you'd like to do that on the side, you can definitely join that team and also play. But again, that's just being a member. Co-leaders and leaders cannot abandon their clan whatsoever.
Okay, so that's good. I've heard issues with that on other sites. You guys have a unique experience point system to prevent or to have the clans basically fighting equally, not a top ranked clan that's continually playing on the bottom of the ladder trying to stay at the top. Could you explain how your point system works?
Yeah, this is, I think it's an entirely new spin on the whole competitive gaming thing, just because it really is going to keep things competitive. It's basically a risk-reward kind of system, where you take that risk, you play a better team, you're going to earn more points. Whereas if you're the top team on the ladder, you have, say, 5,000 points, and you're playing against someone who has 500 points, you're only standing to gain maybe a point or two from each win on that. Whereas if you slip up, they beat you, you're losing big points. So it really, you have to kind of, I guess, juggle the risk and reward of how you want to play. If you want to jump up high in the ladder, you got to play tougher teams. You're not going to get anywhere by playing lower ranked teams all the time.
So you're rewarded for taking risks, whereas if you play it safe, you're not going to be given
exactly
the rewards.
Exactly. I really It's going to keep it really competitive, especially coming to the end of the seasons.
Definitely.
Now, on the profiles page, I know that some of the other websites, you don't have a profile page, so to say, that everybody can view and that's easy to get to. On your guys' profile page, I'm looking at one right now. It looks set up to be sort of like a MySpace page. Was that your guys' intent, so that each member could customize their page to their own whatever they wanted?
I think this was a big thing for me more than anything. Let's think about the online community itself. I mean, and clans and gaming. I mean, everybody's involved. Everybody's together. I thought another, you know, good touch for the site would be interaction between people in general, making a community. And yeah, you know, I mean, who other than to kind of be an inspiration of other than MySpace itself, one of the biggest online websites today. I just think people sharing their photos, images, comments, I think it was necessary. I mean, especially with the way things are today, definitely necessary for a rematch, yeah. And this is definitely the look we were going for and the feel.
It is a very nice look, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, I do notice you have a lot more information than any other website I've seen out there as far as personal information. If you're looking for somebody and they happen to be a friend of yours in real life, you can actually search for them by their real name. Which is something unique because I know where I work at, there's a lot of people that are, I would call them closet gamers. They don't like to tell people they game. So you can go to a website, you know, and look up, see if your friend's competitive. If he is, and you know, you've got something to share with one of your coworkers.
Right.
You know, and I like the look of that. Did you guys want
to tell you the truth? I mean, the look of everything that goes on here, especially with the profiles and the backside of the profiles where you log in and it takes you directly to your what I like to call your front desk, your personal desk, where you view all of your information that has, you know, that you've accumulated while you've been offline, like messages, comments, friend requests, and stuff like that. But we at Rematch, I mean, when it comes to this, when it comes to the ladders and everything you see here, we're definitely going to keep the users updated, and we're going to keep upgrading the site. I mean, so what we have here today is only the beginning, and it feels weird saying this because, you know, it sounds so wrong, but it's like the truth of the beginning. Like, this Rematch has not gone anywhere yet, and we can't wait for the future for this site. I mean, it's going to be really bright. I can tell you that now.
Now, have you guys had any issues with other ladders trying to keep you out? Things of that nature. I don't want you guys to badmouth anybody, but you know, has there been show of interest from other ladders that they're kind of worried that this may take off, which I'm really hoping it does, and create issues for them in the long run?
I think that's with, well, I've seen things and, you know, I've heard a little bit, you know, here and there, but to be honest, I think everybody at Rematch, we're so focused on what we want to do, and I'm not going to lie, but all these other websites that are out there, I'm really grateful for because I've been a part of them. And, you know, it's been inspiration for me, you know, to kind of take charge on what me, you know, the creators and our staff want to do with Rematch. You know, they've actually helped us in ways, you know. So when it comes to all these other sites that we're competing against, and I wouldn't even say competing because to me it's all about Rematch. Not saying that it's no competition, that we're going to be the best, because I feel that there is no best. You know, everybody can just excel, but you know, it's all about Rematch in my mind. And you know, if someone has anything to say, opinions, that's fine. You know, we'll take them with a grain of salt and try to do whatever we can to make Rematch a better site for our gamers and for the gaming community.
And honestly, all the feedback I've gotten from people on other sites, maybe staff at other sites, has actually all been really positive, saying they like the look of it, they like kind of what we're trying to do here. I mean, they might have been holding back something, but from everything I've gotten from everyone's been actually a positive note.
Now bringing up staff, you guys are currently not paying any of your staff members. This is all the staff members are done on a volunteer basis, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. If someone would want to become part of the staff member, is there a process, things they need to do, stuff like that?
Well, I know right now we have the application down. I'm not sure how Jay feels about bringing it back up in the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we are creating a new application as we speak. Our plan was to Well, actually, I'll just throw it out here now. We're gonna launch the site within a week or so, but we're just launching with the first half of the site now. When users join the site, there's gonna be an application process set up. So, I mean, it's just a few series of questions and a submit button, and you know, one of our staff members will get back to anybody that applies, you know, as soon as possible.
And I see you guys are supporting everything from the PS2 to the 360s, the PS3s, the PC games. As new games come out, new systems come out, are you guys planning to add more ladders, add more platforms if necessary?
Definitely, in my mind.
Definitely, definitely. I think the bottom line, though, is truly... obviously, if we feel strongly about a game that we know that's been hyped, and we're obviously going to throw that popular game on the ladder, but I think it's up to the community. We've made a forum specifically for this topic, for this issue. If a user, you know, feels he wants a game that, you know, he thinks could be a hit on the site, they can definitely poll. They can definitely you know, hit up our forums and just post about it, you know. And the more users, the more people shouting about it and really want the game on the site, we'll definitely give it to them. We're all about the users here, so, yeah.
So you guys are going to take user input. If enough people request a certain spiff to the site, it may possibly be implemented. Ladders, yes. Things like that.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the most important thing at Rematch is... You know, we wouldn't be here without any users, you know, or staff. So it's all about the users. The users are going to get anything they want. If their voices are loud enough, we're definitely going to give back to them.
And at the same time, on that note, too, a lot of what we do have now is the results of our other forums that we had up before. That was just for feedback on our beta site. And we took a lot of what our users told us on there, many of whom are staff now, and implemented it to make it a better site for everyone. And I plan on continuing that trend as far as the site goes down the line.
Cool. Now, I do see on the forums here you have posted that you're already looking at a second upgrade to the site.
Right. Correct.
Make it a little more user-friendly, things of that.
You know, yeah, when designing this, the first look, we've been through three designs. This, the one up now, being our third. You know, we're really taking this thing in, and you know, we're gonna go all the way with this thing. I mean, we've gone this far, so we're gonna go all the way. We're gonna open with the initial look we have now, but we have been in, we have been hard at work designing a whole new site for Rematch. I mean, it's not gonna be much different, but we're just throwing some polish on it with new features for the users, just to make it more. You know, obviously, yeah, more navigation friendly, a lot more small features that you guys will notice that's just going to help out every aspect of the site, whether it's your inbox, whether it's your clan inbox, or the new challenge center. We're adding reputations to both user profiles and clan profiles. We're adding achievements, achievements for the site. Just another way for users to just keep coming back to Rematch and want to use it, to get your level up, to play games, to meet people, to read some online reviews. It's just going to be a huge, huge, huge upgrade that I know everybody's going to enjoy.
Okay, I'm just looking here at your tournaments page. I see that you are offering prizes for like a 32-team tourney of Gears of War.
Right, definitely.
It's a single elimination tournament. Now, on the tournaments, are there going to be specific rules that are different from, say, normal matches?
Yeah, we're going to have we're definitely going to have set rules. I mean, that's going to be tournament rules that, you know, the staff and us gamers are going to really kind of look at and kind of glue together, you know, make sure that it's really competitive, because our tournaments, we're going to offer prizes. Most probably, I want to say, 95% of the time. And that's one of the things I've been brainstorming more and more every day is our tournament section that we have coming up for our second version. We might even come into some big cash prize tournaments. I've been doing a little thinking, a little talking with a few of the staff members at Rematch, and we're trying to create a better tournament system than anything out there to date with prizes. So definitely.
So that way, you know, you still get the little the badge next to your name or the trophy as it was, but you also do get something that a normal gamer would only get if they spent all the money to go to an MLG tournament.
Right, right. But we might have smaller fees than that, but give out not exactly prizes that they give out, because I know they give out like tens of thousands of dollars.
Correct.
But I mean stuff that, you know, that is fairly, is valuable to gamers today, like a new system, a new platform, a new PlayStation 3, Nintendo DS, possibly, you know, Microsoft points, subscriptions to IGN, games. I mean, you name it, we're going to look through it and see what's best, the best prizes for these gamers. So,
and
we want to give back.
That's awesome. Because there's so many websites that people can choose from that don't give back, and everything's set in stone. Now, as far as normal clan matches go between two clans, I assume there's set rules, but there's also some flexibility as far as to what the clans want to play. Take Lost Planet, for example. There's many clans that don't want to play with the Vital Suits, and there are other clans that want to play strictly with Vital Suits. Is there a way to do that in there?
Ryan, you want to hit this?
Yeah,
one,
I'll take it. I think, okay. Yeah, a lot of pretty much every rule on every game is negotiable. So you can send out that challenge and, you know, say you want your Vital Suits on, send it to a team. Well, they don't like having that. They can decline that challenge. Maybe send you a challenge back with a note attached to it saying, no, we don't play with this. If you guys want to play without it, we can do that still. That's cool. You know, it's all negotiable between the teams and between the team members specifically. And any rule can pretty much be changed. There are a few that are obviously set in stone, static, but I'd say 90% of the rules on every game are dynamic.
And I know lag is a very large concern among gamers, especially competitive gamers. It seems like even in a normal ranked room, that's all you hear people do is complain about the lag this, lag that, he's lagging bullets, whatever. Do you guys have processes set in place that if there is a lag call that you can get somebody in there to watch the match, to find out exactly what's going on, and to eliminate it as best as possible?
That's a good question.
Actually, that is written into our rules, actually. Our general game rules. We do have it set up for lag scrimmages, if need be. Just like a 3-minute pre-match little test.
Okay.
And if people are lagging during that, switch server until you find one that's acceptable. And, you know, if you can't find an acceptable host for it on either team, you can either submit a ticket requesting it to be postponed until one of the teams can come up with a host that can hold everyone lag-free, or you can send a ticket to remove the challenge, or you can drop a player off each team until the lag test comes out good. Really, it's flexible. We have a lot of ways to resolve that kind of thing and make it fair for both teams.
But also, we if the player does want to request a ref they want our refs to hold a match, we will definitely do that if we have to.
Oh, yes.
There's no doubt in my mind.
So you have the ability to pull a ref in the room.
Right,
if
we do. We do have the ability to do that.
Now, if there's a possibility for more than two teams in the room, will the ref be on a separate team all by themselves? Or where would the placement, I guess, of the ref be if they needed to be called in the room?
Depending on the game, Depending on the game, like, we can talk about a few games here. Like, I know, for instance, if it's a Ghost Recon game, and he can just kind of sit and view the match spectating. Whereas Gears of War, we're going to need usually two refs. If it's a 4-on-4, we're going to drop one player from each team, send in two refs, one to referee each team. Now, if they really want a second ref in on, like, say, a Ghost Recon game, we'll definitely send two refs in, one to ref each team. It's up to the user. I mean, we're going to give the user any option. I mean, obviously they can't call in four or five, but we'll max them out at two refs, one to monitor each team if need be. So yeah, I mean, we have the servers, we have the refs, and if needed, they'll be in there as soon as they can to take over the match and make sure every match is played out fair.
Cool. Now, I do know that some PC games, as well as some of the Xbox games, allow you to use server-based. Lost Planet would be one of them, where you can select a connection type where the host is actually the server, as well as on the PC games, you can use a dedicated server if the clan has that. Are there any rules that govern that? Say there's two clans that want to battle with seven people on each, but they don't have a host that can hold a room of 14. Is there a way, say, a ref can come in the room, hold that match, or do they just have to knock people out until they have what they can hold?
One thing I will admit is rematch right now is not as of now, and we're not open yet. Something we are looking into, but is not priority yet. Me coming from Xbox and just the console side, I would love to get more into PC, but as of now, server questions, we don't really have any server ideas as of now. Again, I know one guy that I can get in contact that might help us out. So if these teams don't even have servers, and they want to play matches, they can use a rematch server to host their PC games. But again, I mean, this is not something that we have in place now, but something we eventually want to look into doing is holding our own servers where PC gamers can use our servers to battle.
So you guys are starting out big on the consoles and moving slowly into the PC direction.
Correct.
Okay. And the PC direction is rather spendy. I mean, even to run the games, you're looking at, $1,600, $1,700 for a computer to run the games properly.
Right. All right. I think right now we're just, for the most part, I'd love to get into PC more than we are now, but I think right now we're targeting more of the console gamer. I know PC's huge, but right now we're targeting a lot of the console stuff, more of the Xbox, PlayStation, type users right now.
Okay. I know in the PC it's probably more rampant than in the consoles, but cheating. How do you guys handle cheating? Proof, no proof, things of that nature?
It really depends, I mean, there's so much one person can do about hearsay. I mean, if one team reports cheating, we're obviously going to come in there. We didn't witness anything. Not unless somehow they have, maybe they got someone recording the games from a video card or something. But even then, we'd like to look over those. Pretty good, because sometimes, people can do some video editing tricks and, things of that sort. But to be honest, I mean, it's mostly based on an honor site. So a lot of our users just have to kind of abide by the rules and just be good, good sports about, being a good gamer on the site and just playing fair. But if we catch them in the act, definitely there will be a penalty for doing something of that sort, and will be dealt with, definitely. We have no tolerance for any cheating over here at Rematch.
Yeah, and at the same time, along with what Jay just said, I personally feel, I don't know, it's not our official, stand on it, but if we get, maybe 10 teams saying, complaining about the same guy saying he's cheating, it's honestly, of course, going to, you know, kind of set the motions about to really look into this guy or maybe even this whole team and kind of, you know, just kind of monitor him closer than if we get maybe one guy reporting the same team or the same player all the time. Of course, that's going to kind of get brushed off, you know?
But, maybe somebody crying wolf.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
But I mean, if you have 10, 15 different teams, different people complaining about the same guy or the same team, it's going to be looked at and taken seriously.
Okay. Now, you guys do have a free agent section. I noticed that. People can just come if they don't have a clan. They're looking for a clan and sign up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some clans, specifically my own that I know for a fact, we don't just accept anybody that comes in. One of our major rules is you've got to play with us for, you know, a week or a month or something like that, and then it's put to a vote. Is there going to be anything to support, say, a clan like that that wants to invite a gamer but not necessarily put them on their clan right away but wants to, you know, keep them for themselves, I guess?
Actually, I created the free agent section, and me being a clan or a past clan leader, I've, you know, really thought about questions that we were going to ask the gamers that are looking for clans, and ways to get into contact with this player. I think it's really big. You know, I've seen free agents been built in the past, and they don't go as far as we do. You know, like I'm looking here, obviously as a clan leader, you know, depending on your personality, depending on how you want to lead your clan. Myself, I'm, you know, I need to know the age, obviously. We need to know the age of the player. We ask questions like, you know, obviously we need to know their consoles own, how many years they've been gaming, what games they're interested, how much time they spend on their consoles. If they have any clan experience whatsoever, their position interest, their gaming personality, communication skills, leadership skills, and maybe a short comment about themselves, and if they're a team player. See, now these are all questions that I think are key in when a leader or a co-leader or a captain or a recruiter is looking for a potential player. Now, let's say you don't want it. You found someone. Oh, he's got the age going. He's got extensive years in gaming. He's playing the same game you guys are. He spends the perfect amount of time online, but you don't want to necessarily throw him on your clan. You can go in and send him a private message, which will be sent to his personal profile. And as soon as this guy signs in, he'll be able to read your note. You know, you guys can send each other your contact info, you know, after that, and, you know, kind of hook up and start, you know, trying him out. Other than that, we also have recommendations. So it's another way to look at these people, you know, people giving recommendations for this guy that's up here. Oh, you know, oh, I know this guy's good. Let me give him a recommendation. Yeah, this guy's a good guy. You know, there's just a lot of ways you can go about picking your players on our free agents other than a lot of free agent systems out there right now.
Or it's just a name and the game they play.
Name, a game, and where they're located. Yeah. No, you need to know more than that. There's more than that to a player. When, you know, if you're a serious clan, no, you're not going to, you don't want to, you don't really care where he's from. You know, you care about how many times, you know, how long he spends online. Does he have clan experience? And does he have good communication skills? You know, that's what it takes to, you know, to actually recruit solid players for your teams.
Okay. I was looking, you guys have a match finder right online, so you can go in and find matches. You get to select what platform you're looking for. I noticed when I opened it up, it's sort of a chat room.
Correct. Like tons of gamers out there, I mean, like me, if you've been through any of these other sites that are up today where you can compete at, it was the AIM system. You know, if you wanted to play a match, you wanted to get something going, you jumped on AIM and you hit up clan by clan by clan by clan until you found someone that I am Jabak. You know, what we did was we went, you know what, let's cut to the chase. Let's just, this guy wants a match, he wants a match. Instead of pulling up their aim and going, dude, they're just going to go into one section and bump into each other. You know, just build a big chat room where if he's looking for match, he's looking for match. They can both just jump in and bump into each other and play after that. You know, it's live chat, so they can get on their keyboard, start typing. From there, they can actually send challenges to each other within the match finder. So they don't necessarily have to go to a ladder and send a challenge manually. They can actually send challenges through the match finder itself.
That's awesome. Because, you know, I know one of the biggest things that we've run into is disrespect from other clans, where they'll just jump in a room and yell at you and ask you for a match and then leave if you say no. This seems like it would be the perfect system. You know, if you're a clan looking for a match, you just go to the match finder and you know, start chatting up people that you want to get a match with. And
right.
Since you can do everything right from there, you know, you can have your guys off doing whatever they want to do.
Right. It truly uses the I know you've noticed if you're in a lot of like these rosters and you got let's say, you know, you're categorizing some of your players as a recruiter, you know, you got a captain or some of these roles are really important to rematch, and we want the user to really play out their role here. So a recruiter is going to have the ability to actually be a recruiter, because if he wants to recruit, you know, it's not just a little name that's put there in little text on the internet. This guy is actually given access to full access to the free agents, where he can go and find a player for their team. Or this guy, you know, co-captain, or this dude is one of the dudes that finds matches for his team. Well, he can go to Matchfinder and he can send challenges, kind of sit in the chat room for maybe 5-10 minutes, maybe if that, you know. People are always coming in, coming out, different rooms, and he can find matches, send matches straight directly from there. We've just taken everything and made a shortcut for it, is what we're doing here at Rematch.
Now, on I know trash talking has been a big turnoff to a lot of people that would like to get into competitive gaming, but you know they don't want to go to a website and you know see a 13-year-old just spelling out swear words every chance he gets, you know, calling people names, things like that. How is that going to be handled at Rematch?
Ryan, you want to get that?
Well, within the forums, at least, we have a very, very extensive word filter. But as far as maybe within the match over, you know, talking over the headset, something that if you feel you're being abused, you can always call a ref in and either ask them to stop. If they refuse to, there might be repercussions on the site, because that's not what we're here for, you know? We're here for everyone to have a good time. We don't want people being verbally abused through text on the site. And we'll be looking at it seriously. If we get tickets asking for help with it, we will send staff out, and either they might have to cancel the whole match if it really comes down to it, or maybe ban someone from the site for a short amount of time if they fail to comply with requests to stop acting in that manner.
So it kind of comes down to showing your other player respect no matter what happens. You know, if you lose, take the loss. If you win, be generous in your win. Don't sit there and tell people they suck and they're worthless and things like that.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Yeah, one thing we added to kind of, I mean, this is a two-way street, to be honest with you, but I mean, it can work in either way. What we've designed is, which actually is going to, I'm actually leaking some of the second version stuff. actually, you know, we're adding rep to clans. So it's going to be a series of different formats. If, let's say, you played Clan A and I mean, you're Clan A and Clan B, you guys have beaten them. Well, both teams are going to have to go back Now, you're going to submit your win. He's going to, if you know, he's going to submit his loss. Now, the second thing that happens is that the winning team will run into a he's going to have to put the score in. Not every score, but the round count, 5-4. The next thing that will follow that screen for the winner is going to be reputation. It's going to be a simple, basic question like, game behavior, appropriate, possibly, you know, okay or bad. And they're going to get the same as well. But aside from that, so people are going to get to give rep points to people. Now, we are going to be looking through rep points, and just about everybody that leaves rep, it's all going to be monitored. So if there's any intentional bad rep, we're going to know who's doing it, because people that usually do that is just going to give it to everybody, and it's just going to be one of those things that is just ongoing. But we are going to kind of look over that. But not only reputation, but you can also leave comments to different clans and their profiles. So if you want to leave them a small comment, you know, a great game, you know, or even give them a recommendation within their comment. Hey, this is a great team. Play them again, you know, things like that. Now, obviously, it's going to have to be something that you're going to have to be a friend to do, but it's still possible. So if you want to join, be friends with this guy and this their clan, you can be friends and leave them comments. Just more of a way for other teams to read up on you and to know, real people are leaving feedback on this person. Real people are leaving comments about this team. So it's just another way to look out, you know, and know who you're actually playing before you play them, in a way.
So a clan goes through and they have a really high rep, you know, and you play them. That's where it comes in, is finding who your opponent is before you actually play them. So you don't run into the token 13-year-old group of 13-year-old kids that just want to yell and scream in your ear. You can actually have a decent game.
It's actually like doing research. I mean, if like let's say you got this guy in a chat in the Match Finder, and you want to find out a little bit about him really quick, all you're gonna do is, you know, you're from the Match Finder, you're gonna hit his profile, because there's a little chat. It's kind of like an AOL chat room. You hit his little name, it'll take you to his profile. You hit his clan icon, it'll take you straight to his clan, and you can do a little research on there, based if you want to see all his written in comments. What are people writing about this team? You can look at the reputation points. And, you know, they're based on that. You can go, well, I mean, this team looks pretty solid. I mean, let's give it a shot. Let's play them, you know. So there's going to be ways out there other than just looking at your computer screen going, they have 100 wins and 20 losses. Okay, let's play them. You know, there's probably a reason. There might be a reason, or they're just good, or maybe they cheat. Who knows, you know. Again, this is an honor-based system that we're going by, so it's hard to tell. It's rough to tell who you play at times. I know, because I've been there and I've done that. But we're just trying to make it easier for you guys to actually know who you're playing before you guys play them.
Okay. Now, you were saying the end game is not really that 100% controllable. What about the forums? I mean, are there rules? I'm sure there's rules in place. If someone were to violate those rules on a consistent and constant basis, is there action taken against them?
Oh, yeah. There's either – we have two options right now. We have our forum admin control. We can ban someone just from the forums for a set amount of time indefinitely, however we need to go about it based on the severity of the rule violations. And we also have the ability to ban people from the site itself. As far as logging in, you can't access basically anything on the website without having an account that you're logged into. So
continual, you know, problem call causers will be booted from the site permanently, or not being allowed to log in, play matches, things like that.
Yeah, as a last resort. You know, we don't want to keep anyone out, you know, indefinitely just based on a couple small infractions or a couple mistakes they made. Want people to be able to, you know, learn and just kind of come to respect the fact that it's here for everyone, and if they abuse it, that they will be dealt with in a proper manner.
Okay.
And at the same time, while allowing a little bit of flexibility as far as, you know, giving out a warning or two maybe before we take drastic action on someone.
Now, is the so-called clan hopping, where one person is continually jumping from clan to clan to clan because all they want to do is be on a winning team. How's that looked upon at Rematch? I mean, is it something that's going to be allowed? Is there going to be a wait period after someone leaves a clan before they can start a new one or join a new one?
Well, right. I mean, the only thing I think we have in effect right now, as far as that goes, is we have a limit on how many times a team can actually re-enter a ladder. If this team has, you know, started the season and they started with 9 losses, so they just want to wipe their record clean and come back, they can't come back. They can come back up to 2 times. Their third time, they're not allowed back into that ladder at all. Now, I think we're thinking about using that for the users. It's not something that we've actually thought about and said, okay, this is set. But I'm thinking maybe to eliminate something like that, what we're going to have to do is limit the number of times you re-enter a team and join that ladder. So it'll be looked at and... Well, not by us, but it'll be coded into our site where after, you know, you can go in twice, but your third clan you try to join and jump back in that ladder, it will reject you from that ladder because you've entered the ladder too many times.
And okay. Possibly even limit that within a time frame. Like maybe can only join maybe 2 per week or 5 a month or something like that.
Right.
But we don't have any of that in place at this time yet.
Okay. That was just a concern I'd heard over time, you know, of people hopping clans so inconsistently that you never knew who you were going to play. You know, if you signed up to play a clan on Friday, it was Monday. You know, you were hoping by Friday you were playing the same people, but 9 times out of 10 you weren't.
Yeah, and the
know,
only
that's a good that's a great question. I'm actually gonna write something down here about that. I mean, that's you know, I see where you're coming from on that, and I definitely want to put an end to that. Well, as far as it goes here, and that won't be. And you can join two or three teams, but after that, it will reject you. That, I mean, that's something we definitely have to do.
And
I think that's something we have to in place in the site.
Yeah,
you know,
as
I mean,
of now,
I can understand it if you know, your clan was deleted by your leader, and you weren't a leader. You know, finding a new clan that way, but, you know, the ones that consistently jump from clan to clan, and it's usually they're jumping to the number one clan to try and be at the top of the list.
Right. They know people, and they're friends with more people, and they're just, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Now, speaking of the friend issue, a lot of the clans are really tight. You know, they've got friends in clans and other clans. They've got friends that do this, do that. You guys are using the staff as volunteer. Most of them are gamers and in clans, correct?
Yes.
How is that going to play out as far as if a ref needs to be called into the match? The only ref that's really available to ref that ladder, per se, say the Lost Planet ladder or anything like that, how's that going to work? Is there going to be a process in where if the ref is a friend of the clan that's playing or an opposing clan, will there be, say, to call in the... head referee or an administrator, things like that?
You know, actually we have staff rules that that have been written out, and we've taken a lot of time and a lot of effort into writing these staff rules for our staff members. Now, staff, a part of our training is to learn not only the general rules of Rematch, but the forum rules as well as your staff rules. Now, at any time, if any staff member, regardless, breaks any rule, they can automatically be dropped from staff immediately or put on some type of suspension and or back to a probation period. So, you know, these people have to really watch what they're doing. You know, it's one thing that I care about more than anything is the way my staff interacts with our users, because, you know, without a good staff, Rematch is not going to go anywhere.
So favoritism is not going to be it may be a possibility, but it will be dealt with swiftly and quickly.
Oh, man, it's like a straight, you know, knife to the heart. I mean, if they're doing something like that, honestly, in my book, I mean, obviously, I'm gonna have to look amongst a few people, and we're gonna have to talk about it. But you know, if it comes down to it, it's a straight decision, and they're gone from Rematch.
Yeah.
They will not be working here at all.
And I think that's one of the big things that JNR wanted to put in place with this since the beginning is to get rid of that kind of bias that you see on some other websites that are doing the same kind of thing that we are.
So, is it possible for a staff member to be part of a clan at this point in time?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so it is possible, but down the road that may or may not change depending on...
No, I don't
factors.
Think so. We want to trust everybody, you know. We want to trust everybody that comes through there. And you know, we're, to be honest, very picky about who we hire anyway. So we feel a lot of the times everybody that comes on board is usually trustworthy and, you know, with a good head on their shoulders. So I don't think it's been a worry of mine at all so far with the staff that I have now.
Ready? Let's see, what else do I got? You guys will be opening the site in a week or so, probably around the first week of November, I imagine. As far as the signups and everything, the ladders will not be active yet.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
What are you guys doing for advertising as far as getting the name out, getting people to come check it out? I know rematch.com, that's the r3match.com, is not up yet. There is a beta site that certain people have access to.
We've had a lot of discussion about this between our staff, and actually I really think our main selling point as far as getting more members to join up is just going to be straight word of mouth.
So,
you know, like I said, we'll have teams that have maybe 500 people that are already waiting for us to launch. Each of those 500 people has their own different and unique group of friends that they're going to talk to about it. When they're saying, you know, we don't see you on so-and-so website anymore, what happened? Oh, well, now we're over at Rematch, you know, come check it out. And it's just going to drive, or at least we're hoping it's going to drive, like exponentially increasing numbers of people coming to the site and enjoying what we have to offer that's different and unique.
Yeah, there hasn't been really we haven't really set like any like a big huge advertisement campaign, but I think right now, you know, where we're at and how many people have given feedback to me, and I mean just in me and send me messages on Xbox, and I mean I get these things daily. When is Rematch going to open? Like, I mean, the word has been spread. I mean, the disease is out there. I mean, they're just all waiting on us, you know. I think the numbers showed on our feedback forum that we had up for about 3 months, where it was just a normal forum. We didn't even have any skins on it or anything, and we accumulated over 900 users on a feedback forum that had nothing but images of the site and a few ideas we had, and we were taking in their ideas. So I think the word's out there. We just got to open our doors up, I mean, really fast here. I think that's the only thing we got to do. And obviously, maybe after that, you know, we can start putting out some type of advertisement out there. But as far as now, it's just word of mouth and whoever joined our feedback forums.
Okay, and I do know that you do have a gamer tag on Xbox Live that's www.r3match.com. You still accepting friend requests for that, for people that would like to know more information, maybe talk to you about staffing, things like that?
Sure, yeah, I'm open. You know, I'm open for anything. Anybody sends me a friend request, I'll definitely accept it, and I'm open for questions all the time. You know, it's something I love. I mean, this is something I've been wanting to put together for a while. And you know, if anybody has any questions or concerns, at any time they can add me to their friends list, and I will definitely answer. Also, another thing was, you know, we kind of created that too for users of the site, that if they had problems and, you know, kind of wanted to, if they saw me online and needed a ref, I mean, they can definitely hit me up, and we'll definitely get a ref in there to help them out with their match.
Now, as far as getting hold of a ref, I know we're bouncing around all over here. I know all of the staff members are required to have Skype for voice communications and that, as well as, are there any other requirements like AIM, Yahoo, MSN, things like that?
Right, yeah, AIM. AIM was another one, so they can contact anybody, through AIM as well. And I know soon we're putting up a, or before the site opens, we're gonna have a staff page up where people can actually get some of our, or no, actually, I'm sorry, they're on the, they're gonna be on the ladder pages. So if you're in a ladder and you got some a team going on there, you can hit the staff. Little staff button, and it'll bring up your staff, and it'll have contact information within staff, so they can get a hold of staff members pretty easily over here.
That's awesome. That's about all I've got, guys.
Cool.
Great information. Again, I was talking with C4 and Corns from Rematch, and that's r3match.com. Look forward to opening up early November, correct?
Correct.
Yes, it is.